President Bush's campaign-style visit yesterday in the home state of Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle was a salvo in the Republican campaign to regain control of the Senate. Many South Dakotans are torn between their conservative values and their pride in having one of their own lead the Senate. South Dakota Public Radio's Kurt Nickisch reports.
Tom Daschle isn't up for re-election, but he might as well be. South Dakota's junior senator, Democrat Tim Johnson, is in a tight re-election race with popular Republican Congressman John Thune, who was personally recruited by President Bush. Johnson and Thune are seen nationally as surrogates for Daschle and Bush, but this isn't just a test of strength. Because the Democrats hold a majority in the Senate by just one vote, a Thune victory could put the GOP back in control of the Senate and put Daschle back in the minority leader's office. So it surprised no one yesterday when Thune got to introduce the president as a personal friend to a crowd of 7,000 in Sioux Falls.
He's our leader, and he's our president. He's our commander-in-chief. You know what else? He's just a heck of a nice guy, too.
The president gave more of a policy talk than a stump speech, but he made it clear Thune was his man.
He's not afraid to stand up for what he believes, and it's refreshing to hear his voice amongst the shrill partisans in Washington, D.C.
While President Bush criticized the politics on Capitol Hill, many South Dakotans are unhappy with how partisan politics are coming home to them this year. TV time for political ads comes dirt cheap in the nation's 46th most populous state, so outside money has been pouring in. Daschle is usually the target. Waves of ads by outside groups accuse him of blocking the White House agenda. This week, some South Dakota Democrats are running ads of their own.
But back here, Mr. President, your out-of-state allies are attacking Tom Daschle. You said you would change the tone in politics. Mr. President, tell the out-of-state special interest to stop the attacks.
A White House spokesman says the president has nothing to do with the anti-Daschle ads. Indeed, during a visit to a new ethanol plant, Mr. Bush had only warm words for the man who some say might challenge him in 2004. Here in a steel frame building where corn growers unload their crop for processing into a fuel additive, many farmers say they're loyal to both the president and Senator Daschle. Consequently, they're having a hard time deciding between Thune and incumbent Tim Johnson in the Senate race. Doug Van Dyne is a farmer and rancher who's worked with both Thune and Johnson on ethanol and other issues. Van Dyne says both have been good for the state. He wishes he didn't have to decide.
Although I am a conservative South Dakota farmer, and I guess it's in my blood to vote the conservative side of the ticket. It's hard to do when there's so much at stake. We'd lose Tom Daschle's Senate majority position.
South Dakotan voters will have to come to terms with the fact that their small state could determine the power arrangements in Washington for some time to come, but they've got a while yet to decide. And with so much at stake, they're counting on more out-of-state ads and more presidential visits. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Sioux Falls.